this work? Topic today is how I encountered Christ. When Jim called me and asked me to talk a little bit about that, a whole bunch of things flooded my mind. You know, you always remember that one moment when you sat down and you said that prayer and you asked Christ to come into your life. And you just felt that weight just being lifted off your shoulders and that ease to know that you'll never be alone again. God is always with you. You can pray to Him whenever you want. And you know that you always have Him to go to ask for guidance and strength. In John 13 and 14, Jesus said, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." Let me tell you, gentlemen, the power of prayer is awesome. Awesome. I just love it. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I've been married for 30 years to a wonderful woman named Karen. And I'm going to use Karen's take on our life a little bit, okay? So I've got this game of life board, okay? And I'm just going to, I think there's some, is there some opening? Oh, I can use Steve for the game of life. Oh, cool, Vanna, Stephen. Okay, so we get married, okay? Wonderful, have a wonderful time, you know, we're just going around doing a life board, you know, see? We had our car, so here's the mom and the dad, Karen and I, you know, and we're just having a great old time, okay? Just partying, having good time. So it's time to spin. So we spin, okay, and you move the board around. Ooh, awesome, a baby son. Nicholas was born, okay? So we always wanted a boy first, and you thought, so that's great. So I get Nicholas here, and I put him in our car, and we're just going around, you know, just doing all types of different things, you know, we're just kind of zipping along, having a great time. Some things change, you know, when you have kids, okay? So, yeah, everything's going along, you know, we go shopping and go to the park, and sometimes we go to church on Sundays. But then it's time to spin again. Ooh, a girl. Tiffany. Tiffany was such a joy. A lot of people know Tiffany. Brother Love, that's who Tiffany gave that name to, Chuck McCloskey, you know. So, you know, things are going good and we're spinning along, just zipping around, cool, having a great time, you know. So here's the mom and the dad, and we've got the little boy, Nicholas, and we've got the little girl, Tiffany. You know, things are going great, you know, just perfect little family, so strong, in control. Things are just going great. Until a warm December night, back in 1984, our lives would change. Karen belonged to a euchre club. And on that night, she was at the party. So I had the kids. And we're just having a good time, and the kids said, "Can we go over to Blackbeard's house?" Well, that was a friend of ours, Paul and Sherry, and the kids wanted to go over there and say hi to them. We were pretty involved in the four-wheel drive club, and CBs were quite the rage. And I worked for Marsh Supermarkets. I've been with Marsh Supermarkets now for 37 years. And a Boy Scout, I've been in Boy Scouts now for almost 40 years. And we went over there, and it was getting late, and it was time to come home. Wasn't any big particular hurry. As we were driving home, we were driving in front of the church that we go to. And Nicholas said, "That's the church we go to, Dad." I go, "Yeah." And in that split second that I looked up, I hit something with my car. I just thought it was an animal. But I stopped. Never in my wildest imagination, there was two ladies that I hit. At that particular point in time, I knew there was nothing I could do for those ladies. All the first aid that I knew, all I could think of was Nick and Tiffany. So a lady from the church, happened to be the pastor's wife, she came out and I asked her if she could watch the kids. And I gave her a phone number that she could contact Karen. And when they were out of the way, I just dropped down and said, "Why me?" I could go on, but my life was a blur for the next few days. See, the road in front of the church had just been widened and repaved. It was very dark, very black, no street lights yet. There's a lot of controversy going on as far as getting more lights up. So it was in the paper for 5 days straight. 2 days it was on the front page. For two more days it was on the back page. Friends of mine in southern Indiana and South Carolina all had heard about it. It was on national news. What do I do? I didn't get much sleep for a long time. A long time. I'd actually force myself to get maybe 3 hours of sleep a night because I'd have so many nightmares. If I was driving down the road, if somebody came within 50 feet of the road, I would stop, just lock up the brakes, because I didn't want it to happen again. And the only joy that came, I thought, because everything happens for a reason, is that about 6 weeks after my accident, Karen accepted Christ in her life. And I thought, that was it. That was the reason. So I could just stay in my own little world, do my little things. Karen accepted Christ. Christ was in her life. I'm fine. But I wasn't. I didn't handle it right. I didn't go talk to the pastors. How could I talk to the pastors? One of the pastors happened to came and talked to me and said that he had actually stayed at one of the ladies' house for 6 weeks while his house was finishing. How could I go to church? You know, I never knew who I hit when I hit. So, what if I met any relatives of the family? What if they knew me? What if? There's too many what ifs. They're excuses. Just excuses not to go to church. It's kind of neat, really, in all realities. You look at the times when you encounter Christ. Because the uniqueness of it is when I encountered Christ was actually be in that same church on my great banquet weekend. To understand that Christ's love for me, that I had a total rebirth, I asked Christ to come into my heart on the 14th. That was really memorable. I will always remember that day, always remember that weekend, not only because of that, but my birthday is March 15th. My birthday was on that weekend. I asked Christ to come in my life on the 14th. So on my birthday, I had a new rebirth. This is totally awesome. Totally awesome. He richly blessed my heart with His perfect word, and I heard God speak through me through Romans 8:28. We all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And Isaiah 40:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now I have to say, there was really only one worry in my heart and in my mind. And you may think that it's pretty small, but I didn't know how to pray to God. Sit there and listen to some of these wonderful pastors that were on that weekend, and lay people, and the wonderful prayers that they have. I didn't know how to pray to God. You know, it's kind of a concern for me. And I have to tell you that I had this one little old lady that I had met at work. I work in Tipton. And she was forever complaining to me. There was nothing that I had out in the case that was right. She was always wanting something special. Okay, and then this one particular day, after my great banquet weekend, she was a little strange. When I went up out there, she didn't complain to me. She just said hi and walked off. And I go, phew. You know, and after your weekend, you know, you want to encounter Christ. You want to encounter other people. You know, you might be the only person, you know, that they, you know, other people will see Jesus in you. So I thought, I need to talk to this lady that always is giving me all kinds of grief. And I talked with her. She said this was the anniversary of her husband's death. It just so happened it was Good Friday. And Good Friday was his favorite day of the year. And he was hoping that when he was ill, that the Lord would take him on Good Friday. And he did. So we affectionately call her Grandma, and I was able to talk with Grandma a few more times through there. And she was a strong person for God. She was his hands and feet. She loved to bake for her church. But with her illnesses, she couldn't do that anymore. So what she would do is she would get stories or poems or anything like that, and she would pass that out. That was her way of witnessing God to other people. So she gave me this wonderful story. And a lot of you have heard this before, but I'd like to share a little bit about this. This is called Checking In. And this helped me with how I learned to pray to God. A minister passed through his church in the middle of the day and decided to pass by the altar to see who had come to pray. Just then, the back door opened and a man came down the aisle. The minister frowned as he saw this man who hadn't shaved in a while. His shirt was kind of shabby and his coat was worn and frayed. The man knelt, bowed his head, then rose and walked away. In the days that follow, each noontime came this chap down the aisle. Each time he knelt for just a moment, a lunch pail in his lap. Well, the minister's suspicions grew, robbery the main fear. He decided to stop the man and ask him what he's doing here. The old man said, "I work down the road. Lunch is only a half an hour. Lunchtime is my prayer time for finding strength and power. I stay only a moment, see, because the factory's so far away. And as I kneel here talking to the Lord, this is kind of what I say. I just come again to tell you, Lord, how happy I've been since we found each other's friendship and you took away my sins. I don't know much of how to pray, but I think about you every day. So, Jesus, this is Jim checking in." The minister, feeling foolish, told Jim that was just fine. He told the man he was welcome to come and pray anytime. "Time to go," Jim smiled, and thanks, and he hurried to the door. And the minister knelt at the altar as he had never done before. His cold heart melted, warmed with love, met with Jesus there. And as tears flowed into his heart, he repeated old Jim's prayer. "I just come again to tell you, Lord, how happy I've been since we found each other's friendship and you took away my sins. I don't know much of how to pray, but I think about you every day. So Jesus, this is me checking in. Past noon one day, the minister noticed that old Jim hadn't come. And for more days passing without Jimmy, he began to worry some. At the factory, he asked him and learned that he was ill, and the hospital staff was worried, but he'd given them a thrill. The week that Jim was with them brought changes to the ward. His smile, a joy contagious, changed people, his reward. The head nurse couldn't understand why Jim was so glad. With no flowers, no calls, no cards, not a visitor he had. The minister stayed by his bed and he voiced the nurse's concern. No friends come to show that they cared. He had nowhere to turn. And looking surprised, old Jim spoke up. And with a winsome smile, he said, "The nurse is wrong. She couldn't know that all the while, every day at noon, right here, a dear friend of mine, you see, he sits right down and takes my hand and leans over me and says to me, 'I just come again to tell you, Jim, how happy I've been since we found this friendship and I took away your sins. I always love to hear you pray. I think about you every day.' So, Jim, this is Jesus checking in." I can tell you that I've been blessed by being called by God many times to be on a great banquet weekend. But the most memorable one was when the son of one of the women that I hit was on that weekend. And I didn't know who it was until he came up and told me. And an extra peace was given to me and filled my heart. I know that God has used me many times because of this. And I wasted 14 years before I asked God to come into my heart and work with me the right way. But the blessings of actually meeting a son of one of those women to come up and say that she would have never wanted me to suffer the way I had done. It was truly awesome. I check in with God all the time now. I pray for God to show me how to keep my priorities straight through my family, my friends, and my great banquet experiences. I have a personal friendship with God because I allowed myself to encounter Him face to face and allow Him to come into my heart and be with me in everything that I do. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I just thank You and praise You for all that You bless me with. And Father, I thank You for this ministry, how these men can come to a place during lunchtime and just be able to hear Your word and just to listen for any answers to the questions they may have. Father, I just pray that You be with each and every one of them. You know our wants and You know our needs. And right now, Father, I just ask that You just be with us as we go into this season where You have given us Your Son, that little baby. And I just pray that everybody just understands the true reason of this season. I thank You for all that You do, and I just pray that You be with us and guide us forever, Father. For it's in Your Son's most gracious and the thing that we ask all things. Amen.